Good morning, I'm Claudia Gomez, and this is Morning Edition. We've moved seamlessly from Black History Month into Women's History Month, which allows us to consider all the powerful women who've contributed to society, and there are many. But we also have more mundane concerns, like how do we spend the first full weekend of March? We have our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, here to tell us about any special events for Women's History Month and what else is going on this weekend. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Claudia. International Women's Day is on Sunday, so there are several things to do this weekend to put the focus on women.
So what are you recommending?
The Asian Arts Initiative hosts their annual International Women's Day with a slate of events starting at 4 p.m. on Saturday. There's going to be music, food, a series of workshops, and a queer dance social. It's open to all who identify as female or non-binary, and no one will be turned away regardless of ability to pay.
Wow, that's wonderful that the event is so inclusive. Is there anything else?
The Black Pearl Chamber Orchestra was founded by a black woman, Jerry Lynn Johnson, to make classical music more diverse. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary, and they will be at the Barnes on Friday night. All of the music that they'll be playing is by African-American female composers. The Brandywine River Museum of Art in Chatsford has a whole day of female-centric activities planned on Sunday. And we'll have all those details on our website, whyy.org/things to do.
So, some great options around Women's History Month. Do we have anything for foodies this weekend?
We certainly do. Atlantic City Restaurant Week starts on Sunday. It's offering discounted prefix prices on three-course lunch and dinner at some of the city's favorite restaurants. Even some of the big chains are participating. It goes through the 13th.
Wow, that sounds delicious. In that race, that's life. And it also sounds like we have some Sinatra in the mix this weekend.
My Sinatra, starring Keri Hoffman, is playing at the Copeland Hall at the Grand in Wilmington. It's on Sunday, and this is the stage version of Hoffman's popular PBS special. But if there's nothing doing, that's your life. And that was him you heard singing just now.
Ah, he sounds terrific. I love Sinatra. At my engagement party, surprise engagement party, my husband brought in a Sinatra singer. It was really memorable.
Well, then you are going to enjoy this show.
Definitely. And so are there any other concerts this week?
The Philly Pops, Pops Rock concert series plays the music of Phil Collins for three shows Friday through Sunday.
A lot of Phil Collins fans out there. Tanya, thanks for all of the ideas for this weekend.
You're very welcome. If you head to whyy.org/things to do, you will find even more, including where to see the films in the Israeli Film Festival and where Paleopalooza will be this weekend.
Paleopalooza. My kids will love that. They love dinosaurs. Tanya, have a great weekend.
Claudia, you do the same.
Thank you.